first thing I want to say to you, Ed, is where the hell is my gold? Now, that's Major Dame said he was going to bring gold to my gate. He was going to come knocking.
Well, I meant what I said. What an odyssey. It's an ongoing odyssey.
An ongoing odyssey.
We started out, my team started out in Flagstaff, Arizona. Yeah, for those of your listeners who are not familiar with what's going on here, on the October show, after 21 years of researching and remote viewing, my team came up with a breakthrough technique to pinpoint anything, anywhere, in terms of...
like a psychic GPS.
Oh, it works better than that, yeah. Yeah, we can program the locations after we derive them, which takes about 72 hours average. Program the location right into our handheld GPS and go after it. So we chose, we wanted to do a photo op in front of your gate with a nice stash of loot in the back of a car. And what we chose was a stagecoach robbery for our first mission, 1879 stagecoach robbery up in the Flagstaff area. 22 gold bars, about $200,000 in gold coins, and that's 1879.
A definite substantial stash.
It is. So after we derived the latitude and longitude right down to a Nat's Derriere,
yes.
Looked at the map that was on that was on public land, national forest near Flagstaff.
Yes.
And so we always do this map reconnaissance first. Even in the military, we did that, of course, with hostages and terrorist situations. So here's this gold sitting out in the near forest by a trail on the map. Looks real easy. We fly up to Flagstaff, rent some cars, get in as far as we can into the woods, starts snowing. So we hike in with our top-of-the-line gold detector, and we hit a fence, a brand-new fence, which began to disturb me. A fence, because this is National Forest, so there should be no fence there. You get my binoculars out, I look beyond the fence, and there's a brand new house sitting about 40 feet away from where we need to dig or look. Private property.
Oh.
Was not on the map. So, we turn around, we fly back to Las Vegas, we sit down and say, well, let's go look for some raw gold. Maybe Art will be happy with some nuggets, or if I can take my rock hammer and knock off some exposed gold somewhere. So we sit down, we gin up a search problem. We solve that and find what we're looking for, a significant deposit of gold south of Vegas, southeast.
What's going on with our phone line here, Ed?
Say again?
Something is going for, just as you're saying where the gold is, something went berserker with the phone line. Second time that's happened. Okay, so anyway, you find gold near Pahrump. Is that right?
About 20 miles to the southeast of Pahrump, and there's a mountain range there.
Yes.
And so we go up, we plug in the coordinates in our GPS. We go up near the ghost town of Good Springs in the Spring Mountains.
Yes.
We hike the 5 miles to this site, and meanwhile, my partner Brent Miller has this top of the line gold detector on. It's not doing anything. We get two hits on old bullets. That's all. So we make it to exactly where my handheld GPS says is the supposed gold.
Yes.
The metal detector goes crazy, absolutely crazy. And I say, great. I start digging. And as I dig, every time I throw the soil away, the metal detector still keeps singing very loud. And then the soil itself that I throw away, that soil is also...
What is going on here? Are you hearing that on your end?
I am, Art. I heard it earlier, just before the show started as well.
Do you have call waiting?
It's not call waiting.
Oh, I was asking whether you have call waiting as a service. It's not.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. We're being toyed with, Ed. All right, so... on with the story.
Okay. I'll make a long story short. This place is just loaded with gold-bearing soil.
Yeah.
And it's just saturated with gold-bearing, with mineralized gold. So I look at my buddy, my partner there, and I say, I don't think Art wants us to bring a handful of dirt here. we're going to have to go back to the drawing board.
That wouldn't impress me at all, Ed. Dirt. No, it wouldn't.
And I don't want to go into the mining business and leach out gold. You know, I just don't want to do that. A place to go and things to do. But I think many people would, because it is...
Whoever's doing that, you can be handled.
Yeah.
All right. We'll redial here at the bottom of the hour. So, yeah, okay, so the bottom line here is...
The bottom line
you were, first of all, you were in my area, and you didn't come to visit me.
I'm not coming empty-handed. We have one more. What I'm going to do is give your listeners the exact location of that particular area.
Oh, great. Oh, just great.
Somebody out there would want to stake a claim on it and actually mine it. There's plenty of old mines in the Spring Mountains. This one is undiscovered.
Where are you going to post this? On your website, brother, mine.
I'm going to give it to you right now.
No. No, this is, what kind of land is this?
It's public land, Art.
Public land.
Yeah.
And what can a private citizen do if there's gold on public land? I don't know what the law is.
They can file a prospect. They can stake a claim, and they can prospect that place, and they can put a mine in.
All right.
And there's a lot of gold in that soil.
Fine. What do I care? Go ahead.
Okay. Here's the location. Program all you miners out there and prospectors, program this into your GPSs.
Yes.
North, 35 degrees, 48 minutes, 33.5 seconds. West.
Wait a minute, 33.5 seconds?
Correct.
Okay, got it. And west, start again.
Okay, longitude is 115.
115.
27.
27.
21.5.
21.5.
Right there is where your gold detectors go off.
There be gold.
That's right. Now, what we've decided to do is pick another target, and this time it's another stagecoach robbery that's worth a whole lot of money, and it's in the Carson City area too. So what we'll do is take some pictures of us out in the field and digging. It's a 300-pound strong box filled with gold.
Why didn't you go up to this house that had been built on the last stagecoach robbery dump place and knock on the door and say, hey, you want to make a deal?
Yeah, we thought about that, of course. And my partner really did. And we may do that in the future, but it's not as impressive as actually, you know, getting pictures of digging it up and taking it down the perron.
I was so looking forward to the, I don't know.
Just hold on a little bit longer.
Big nuggets or bars or something.